This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. This week we heard that BlackBerry's, it's not Research in Motion anymore, it's just called BlackBerry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so BlackBerry's US $4.7 billion bail has failed. And that the troubled company is now planning to raise its own bond options to finance its immediate future. Why do some tech companies implode so massively? Well, someone who has no idea is a multi-trillionaire Instagram founder, Culture Pop's very own Matt Armitage. Multi-trillionaire, really.
Hey, Jeff, morning. Well, afternoon now, isn't it? Yeah, well, I got an out-of-work Wall Street whiz kid, because there are a lot of them floating around at the moment, got him to write me an algorithm that values Instagram, and we decided to base it on the US deficit, so it's pegged. So, yes, multi-trillionaire. On the plus side, Jeff, your 1% of the company should be worth around $100 billion US dollars when we float it on the Mogadishu Technology Exchange next year. So everyone look out for that.
I'm floating at the moment. So today is going to be an in-depth analysis of the failures of a BlackBerry.
No, that's the kind of character assassination that lands you in libel court. So as much as I blast BlackBerry and its obsession with email, something that most of us actually try and get away from rather than bring closer into our lives, I'm actually quite sad to see this pioneer and innovator in such trouble. I mean, it's the same way we kind of mock Nokia and Windows Phone or whatever it's called at the moment. I like the software, the phones are great, but you can see two massive companies happily running off into irrelevancy hand in hand. And again, while researching this piece, I read in one article that the iPhone alone makes more money for Apple than Microsoft makes across all of its divisions. So I don't know how that was calculated, but if it's true, that's absolutely astonishing.
Mm. So why do tech companies fail then?
That's the real billion-dollar question. If I knew the answer to that, I'd be up there with the Tony Robbins guys or whatever, unlocking the business secrets of the universe. Sometimes I think it's quite simple. It's arrogance. I read a great article in the Toronto Sun that alleges that BlackBerry RIM's co-founders, Mike Lazaridis and Jim Balsillie, they thought so highly of their streamlined, efficient BlackBerry product that they just saw smartphones as feature bloat. But as we know now, no man is an email island. He still needs his Angry Birds and a web browser and, of course, WhatsApp.
Not BBM, yeah?
No. Sorry, what?
Well, I know this is a strange question, but why do some companies fail when they have too much money?
Well, it's one of those funny things. I mean, companies like Apple and Microsoft, they can amass huge treasure chests, and there can be massive pressure on CEOs to do something with that money or, start returning it to shareholders, obviously. So it's a bit like going on the world's largest shopping spree with it's beyond your Amex Platinum or whatever they're called. You've just got unlimited funds. And this is where massive companies start snapping up other companies. And you can imagine it getting, really intoxicating and out of control. Mm. HP, for example, is one company that spent tens of billions betting on the companies that would bring it out of the doldrums, that would change its core business. And of course, that diversification can itself cause as many problems as it solves. For example, Amazon is currently blaming its poor financial performance, not on losses from its own web-based sales, but from losses it's incurred from its large holding stake in the Groupon group. And it's not just, it's not just buying up the competition or betting on new avenues that causes these problems. R&D that comes to nothing can eat up countless billions. I mean, I'll ask you a question. If you were the CEO of a tech company, where would you expect your products to be if you'd spent $40 billion on research and development in the last decade?
Well, that's what Nokia spent, right? They've, four times Apple's R&D budget by some people?
Yeah, by some episode. And yet Nokia is currently being bought over by Microsoft, and we haven't seen any segment-dominating products from the Finnish giant.
I wouldn't spend on Instagram, by the way. There's no R&D involved in Instagram.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, you'll get your $100 billion, so just
So how much does corporate culture play a part?
Well, obviously that plays a massive, massive part. I mean, we tend to think of tech companies as being, you know, very nimble, very lean, very small. You know, Twitter has a market cap of, what was it announced this week, $16 billion or something for the flotation yesterday. Yet its staff consists of, you know, Snoopy and Peppermint Patty. Obviously, the truth is a bit more prosaic. Companies like HP, IBM, Microsoft, Nokia, maybe even the post Steve Jobs Apple, they quickly become these behemoths. You know, they just become these massive entities, huge numbers of staff, arcane departments, incompatible system developments, and after that, it starts to become more about politics rather than innovation, and then you start to see the slide. So, for example, Microsoft took 5 years to chase the iPod with the Zune. Mm. And, you know, despite the company's early entry into tablet computing, Microsoft actually disappeared for years and practically handed the segment over to Apple before coming out with the Surface, what was it, a year or 2 years ago. For big companies, it becomes easier to talk about to just talk about something rather than actually get your product into the marketplace. And of course, you wait too long and the market has either disappeared or someone else has gone on to dominate it. So, you know, like BlackBerry's current 3% share of the smartphone market.
Mm. We've talked about BlackBerry, but who are the most likely giants to disappear in the next year or two?
Well, there's an interesting poll outlining this on Ars Technica, the tech blog. So, of course, it's the usual suspects. There's Groupon, followed by BlackBerry, then there's Nokia, then Dell, AMD, Zynga, and HP are also in there. All of them just hanging on to the precipice of relevance, really.
Groupon has an experience, a huge change of fortune?
Well, not just Groupon, but a lot of the deal sites. Living Social was on the poll as well. It's a very difficult business model to maintain because unlike most tech startups, it's very, very labor intensive. So Groupon especially has been shedding staff this year in an attempt to stop the slide in its share price and bring itself right way up. But there's also been a movement, mainly in the kind of the US and Europe, against the social deal business model. Some companies claiming that the kind of price benefit competition that the deal sites represent has actually put them out of business or has forced them to do things like cutting the number of staff or cutting back on their wages.
Mm. So, Matt, can companies in these kind of situations bounce back?
Of course, history is a notoriously twisty and bumpy road. So Apple, of course, is one company that has boomeranged itself to the edge of oblivion and back. In a couple of decades, it'll probably either be that one world government that the dystopian guys are always scared of, or it'll just be a Wikipedia entry. You know, that's what time does to companies. Rovio, the fins behind Angry Birds. Now, a lot of people assume that Rovio was a startup company and Angry Birds was its first game, and overnight they just went supernova. But Rovio is actually a struggling games company for nearly a decade. Angry Birds, astonishingly, was actually their 52nd game. And even after they launched it for 3 months or so, it did very, very little business. It really only started rolling after that time. But, you know, I guess those 51 other not quite so well-known names, they taught them a lot about addictive gameplay. So again, they've bounced back from where they were and they've gone on to be a segment leader.
Mm. Let's give BlackBerry something to think about. Give us a quick roll can of the dead. Companies that can changed the world and died.
Okay, this is a personal one for me. This was my local dial-up ISP in London back in the day. It was called Vampire Internet. And my email address was matt@vampire, which is absolutely fantastically
that
cool.
That is actually very cool. Yeah,
there you go. So may Vampire rest in peace. Napster, of course, which could have been the music industry's future. So after being prosecuted out of existence, the name was basically bought out and eventually died an unloved and pretty much unreported death, much as the music industry, very sadly, is doing as we speak. Commodore International, there's probably more than a couple of listeners out there who started their computing careers playing Rampage or Spy versus Spy on a Commodore 64. Kodak and Polaroid, the photography giants, much loved, much missed. Alta Vista, does anyone remember that pre-Google search
during
engine.
Netscape time.
And yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, I used Alta Vista all the time. Mm-hmm. Gone. Sega and Atari, although, of course, Atari lives on one form or another, although it's a French-based company now. Then, of course, there's Silicon Graphics, which was one of the leaders in, obviously, you know, graphics and processor technologies for the earlier desktops. And, of course, one of my own favorites, Palm, the company that pushed handheld computing into areas that was absolutely years ahead of the technology that they were actually touting. And really, I guess that last one was just for BlackBerry. You know, BlackBerry, you had the world at your feet, so come on, stop digging and start walking.
Hopefully. We'll be right back with Geek Squawks. I'm with Matt Armitage from Culture Pop. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.